Agenda item number 14, pertaining to shellfish management area in Newport News.
This item is to establish a lawful season of harvest of clams by Pat Tong from the Newport News Shellfish Management Area, to redefine the area and also to prohibit additional lease applications within the management area itself. So staff received a request by Mr. William Davis, this is attachment one in your packet, to establish May 1 through September 30th as the open season for clam harvesting in the Newport News Shellfish Management Area. This was to allow clam harvesters the ability to concentrate on the public oyster harvest in the winter, and then in the summertime they could do public clam harvest. They acknowledged that the change to a summer season, or as it was during the winter, would definitely require compliance with the public health and warm water harvest restrictions that are in place for both shellfish and clams. Those are provided in Chapter 4 VAC 2012-30-10 pertaining to restrictions on shellfish. Now, when this area was originally established back in 1997, it was actually through after an announcement by the State Health Department that the area between the James River Bridge, which is right up here, and the Montour-Merrimack Bridge Tunnel along this border here, outside Newport News Shipyard, obviously, that these areas were then at that point in 1997 declared clean bottom. Now, since 1997, though, there have been several aquaculture leases that have come in. This is a different map. That have actually intruded upon the area. So we have oyster leases up through here and along the channel side of the area. Now, what these oyster leases have done is taken away from the shellfish management area itself. Where there is a lease, you cannot do the public patentong or clams. So a second recommendation from the commission beyond what's being requested on the change of season is to redefine the area in the regulation to match up with what is now lawfully the area for the shellfish management area. This area up here, again, the James River Bridge is about right here. We have taken out these leases from the defined area. The line here along New Shipyard has actually been moved out just slightly so that it matches up with the condemned water line so that we don't have an area that's extending through a condemned area. It still reaches down to the Montour-Merrimack through the bend and back up. And again, it's just these leases that are affecting this area here. So the second recommendation is to redefine it in the regulation. Then also, finally, to wrap it up, the staff is also proposing that it should be unlawful to for any person to lease any area in the newly established shellfish management area. This would basically keep us from having to come back here and do this all over again, redefine the area once again in the regulation. And it also is going to maintain a solid area for these public clammers to work, and they don't have to worry about being intruded upon. So staff recommends adoptions amended of the amended Chapter 560 pertaining to shellfish management areas to establish a lawful season of harvest clams by patent talk from Newport News Shellfish Management Areas May 1, September 30th. Modify the definition of the Newport News Shellfish Management Area boundary as we described, and prohibit the approval of any additional lease management applications within this specific shellfish management area. The proposal has been advertised in accordance with 22209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing today. The notice is part of your file. The staff hasn't received any additional public comment beyond what we received initially. If there's any questions.
I imagine there would be. Mr. Fowler.
Is this the same type of ground where we decided to set aside public clamming ground available for lease a few meetings back, or is this a different classification of
this
ground?
This is a different issue completely.
Okay.
From that meeting.
Can you clarify a little bit on shellfish management areas versus the public grounds and maybe the history behind what a shellfish management area is?
Okay, if we can, I can get some help with Dr. Wesley as well as been involved. Since these have some long history here at the agency since the 90s, but the shellfish management areas were designed for the public clam harvest. And the one thing that's happened over time with these is what's happened here at Newport News. We've had encroachment from leases that have taken an area away. There will be a time upcoming with the commission that other shellfish management areas are going to have to be looked at by the commission to define, redefine the area, or possibly to the point of just saying that shellfish management area is no more tenable to be used. As a clam area. So this is the first of others to come in the pipe, but this is the first one. This, from Mr. Davis's letter, is where we started. But this is to give the public clammers a place to work. versus all the different public oyster areas and all. And Jim can speak to that even better.
Well, I mean, the genesis of this is this is the first year that we've not had a relay season that most of the climbers used. And that's on that map. It's farther to the east is the condemned area. And normally in the summer, we always had this area that's down east of this, of our yellow part there. It would be summertime work for the condemned areas. And then years ago, when this area opened up, we established a clean area, and the climbers at that time were interested in using that in the wintertime because it was sheltered, and so it gave them somewhere to work in the wintertime to do clean clams. Now, the whole clam industry obviously has changed dramatically for reasons that we don't understand. I mean, the clams have pretty much disappeared. So, I mean, the catch rates of just 10 years ago or 20 years ago are very, very low. But what this group of guys want to do in this situation is take this area that we had set aside for their winter work, and since we don't have anybody who wants to do relaying clams anymore, let them come in there and work during the summertime and get what they can out of it, even though the catch rates are very low. I mean, they're not anything like they used to be.
Mr. Erskine.
I just, I guess I had a comment. It seems that the season right now is December 1 to April 30th, and that doesn't invoke any Vibrio management plan that Virginia is under for shellfish. This would clearly change that. The Interstate Shellfish Sanitation Conference will be in October this year, and the push further will be to include clams in an awful lot of Vibrio management plans. So just as a general comment, there could very well be additional control measures, moving from the season from December 1 to April 30 to during the summer months. So that should be understood by Mr. Davis and others.
I believe he's here to speak during the public comment period.
Okay.
There are other questions from the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chris.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this proposal? Please come forward, sir.
I'm William Davis.
Welcome, Mr. Davis.
Yeah. And I think everything was self-explanatory. Question he had about the health department changing his name. I was expecting that. I mean, it's coming to that. So that's about it.
How would this benefit you?
Well, right now, all the clammers are doing other things in the winter months. And this would just give us an opportunity to harvest the clams.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Davis? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this proposal? Anybody who wishes to testify against this proposal? Please come forward.
My question is, what are the leaseholds
I'm sorry, ma'am. Please approach the microphone. State your name for the record here.
Donna Mouser.
Thank you, ma'am. Please go ahead.
To
the commission.
Okay. I gave one piece of leasehold up yesterday. I signed it back. That was an application, but I have a question. The leaseholds surrounding it are also in jeopardy, am I hearing? Or no? They're fine?
No.
The board, those leases are recognized as we recognize them on the map, and as we recognize them in the regulation, they are not in jeopardy.
Okay. That's all I need.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on this matter? Either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. And we have the staff recommendation. Ms. Haney.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. This motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Christ.